Hi, and thanks for tuning in to a Boiled Sports Quick Cast. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. Mom, thanks for watching. This week, Purdue heads into Minnesota after the bye week. Oh, I'm ready to watch the good guys play again. Taking my family up to West Lafayette. Hope you get to too. Hope your schedule allows it. It'll be a great environment as Purdue is set to honor the 1997 team. The team that started Joe Tiller's resurgence of the Purdue program. Tiller and the team were all scheduled to come to this game. There were supposed to be some surprises. Breeze and some other guys were going to be on campus for the day. Of course, coach's death kind of changed all the plans. I think it'll be a very emotional day. I think it'll be a little bit tough, honestly, for some of us to watch it. It'll be gut-wrenching, but at the same time, I can't wait. I can't wait to see this team honored. I can't wait to see Coach Tiller honored. And they're going to talk about how they're going to honor Tiller going forward. Joe Tiller Field is one thing they're talking about. A statue and some other things are also being brought up. Today, we've got three big questions as we head into the Minnesota game. Three big questions. The first question is, how will Purdue handle the attrition? We all know that Thienemann and Bentley are both going to be out for the first half. And that'll hurt a bit, of course. But on top of that, Blau is still not at 100%. I know he's been practicing a little bit, but he's still not at 100%. And of course, Tario Fuller's injury is going to keep him out of the game altogether. The good news is, of course, Markell Jones will be back. As Fuller's out, Jones comes back. Jones really only played about a quarter in the Louisville game before tweaking his knee on that kickoff, that nasty kickoff play for a lot of reasons. Will Purdue be able to fill the holes that are left on the defensive side more than the offensive side is the real question, because Thienemann and Bentley's loss are tough. Granted, Minnesota tries to run the ball, tries to keep it between the tackles. Purdue has been pretty good between the tackles, except versus Michigan when they were worn down and had two players in the middle that were kicked out of the game. Thienemann, of course, is a safety. I think Purdue will be able to find ways to shift the defense around, especially against Minnesota, who is beleaguered and has some problems with attrition of their own. We'll get to that in a second. Here's the second question. Will the Purdue coaches be able to exploit the attrition on the other side of the ball? Minnesota has injuries in the defensive backfield, in their skill positions, and at their quarterback positions. Specifically, their defensive backfield is pretty decimated. They're down in the twos and threes. They're also down a center. They're playing their second string center, and their first string center won't play for the rest of the season. And their quarterback, it's really changed their game plan, I'm told. I haven't watched a ton of Minnesota. What I've seen hasn't impressed me, even when they were playing with different players. They're trying to keep their quarterback clean, keep him healthy, which is pretty unusual, because Minnesota and Fleck like to use the quarterback on the run. Will Purdue's coaches be able to exploit the fact that Minnesota's playing a different style of football? They're trying to bring in a lot of bodies, a lot of guys that haven't had a ton of experience. So we'll see what happens. Question three, will the wide receivers, the newcomers, be able to step in and step up? We've been asking this all season, if Purdue would get another weapon at wide receiver. And we saw a little bit of Phillips, not a newcomer, but an old boiler, if you will, doing some big things a couple weeks ago. Last week versus Michigan, he didn't make a lot of noise though. So the real question is, will Wright, Holmes, and Zico start playing more, start making more of an impact? We all know that these guys have some skills that some of the guys that are already playing wide receiver don't quite have, the speed and the shiftiness. These guys need to make an impact. Purdue needs to see these guys step up. The question is, will they? They had a week where they didn't practice a ton. They practiced a little lighter, so they got a chance to really get their heads around the playbook if they wanted to. And then they had a nice full week of practice. So will these guys step up and step into their roles? I think this bye week was about perfect in its timing. It's weird. In past seasons, going back to when Tiller was on campus, it always seemed like the bye week was in a lousy place for Purdue's football team. This week, it couldn't have been better. Maybe that's because Purdue is so thin. We've been talking about this since the spring. We'll know if this bye week timing was as good as I think it was come Saturday. Thanks for tuning into a Boiled Sports Quick Cast. This has been Three Big Questions, brought to you by MartinVintage.com. Martin Vintage t-shirts, of course. They got some more stuff coming out this fall, so keep an eye on the website, MartinVintage.com. Enter Boiled when you check out for 20% off. I'm Boiler Dowd. Thanks for tuning in. BS all the time.